You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. News that it's Joe Biden, plus word today that one coronavirus vaccine works well, have pushed up the stock market quite sharply in early trading here. The Dow is up 1,271 points, 4.5%. The S&P 500 is up 3.5%. The NASDAQ up 1.2%. Pfizer of the U.S. and BioNTech of Germany, pharmaceutical companies working together, say that human tests show their vaccine candidate is more than 90% effective in stopping the infection. The data have not yet been peer-reviewed. Pfizer's stock is up 7%, BioNTech up 20%. Here's economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So some of this on the stock market this morning is clearly the vaccine news, but this is also clarity on politics.
Absolutely. Global markets were rallying overnight even before we got the vaccine news. And now it's just like icing on the cake. And there's a supercharged positive tone in markets this morning.
And there's been some reporting that maybe Biden, even though he's not inaugurated for essentially another 2.5 months, could somehow play a role in hastening the possibility of economic stimulus.
Yeah, those are interesting reports. When I was listening to his speech over the weekend, I thought I heard him speaking directly to Mitch McConnell about a mandate for finding common ground and taking action on behalf of the American people, specifically with regard to the challenges we're facing right now, because we know time is of the essence. So sooner is much better than later.
Mitch McConnell, the head of the Senate at this point. So if you had like a Julia Coronado meter of likelihood of stimulus sooner rather than later, it's slightly tipped a little more toward sooner?
I mean, it's a little bit like Lucy in the football with stimulus talk. So I've been wrong many times before, but I think we can say things have moved a bit in the positive direction this morning.
Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.